This episode of SGHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.
Welcome to an all-new episode of SGHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Thanks so much for watching, listening, wherever you may be digesting this content. We appreciate you. On the show today, of course, the week started on Tuesday with a couple of big games. We are only 4.5 weeks away from the SGHL postseason, which is crazy to think about. This season's kind of just gone, flown by. And we're going to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Weyburn Red Wings, Nick Nielsen. Of course, the Wings had a big win last night. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about that and much, much more. But of course, before we get into it, big shout out to all of our great sponsors. UPL, of course, is our presenting sponsor here at the SGHL for our shows. And of course, Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrient, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. Let's bring in our co-host. It's Clark. We say hello, Clark.
Hello, Jeremy. I was going to say Jerome again, wow. And then I said Jeremy.
That was awkward.
Remember last week I said Jerome, and you said, that's not my name. So I was going to say it, and then I scrapped it and went back to Jeremy.
And then it just ended up with something in the middle.
It was awful.
It ended up with something
really
in the middle.
I'm just kidding. Don't start over.
Yeah. You hopped, spoiler alert, but you hopped on color with me on Tuesday, which was a
I
lot
did
of
hop,
fun.
Yep.
It was a good time, but that's a good segue into maybe if you would like to do the honors as always.
Yeah, we can get into it now. Let's get into the hat trick. Hey. Just picturing hats falling from the ceiling at some point.
You know what? Maybe one day in the budget,
you'll
throw to the hat trick and a cord will just come down. And you just and you pull the cord, and then all these hats will just dump on your head.
Yeah, and there'll be like a big bundle or package up in the roof there. And
it's just all actually, you know, when somebody has a hat trick and they just put all the hats in one bag.
Yeah,
they just drop the entire bag and don't open it.
Oh, just,
it's just an entire massive bag, and then you end up concussed.
Well, I don't like that idea. A workers' comp.
This took. In this economy.
Never know.
Anyways, enough of our rambling. Let's talk about the games that have happened so far this week.
Sure.
Let's start with Tuesday. A couple of games on the docket, and we needed extra time in both of them. It was the Yorkton Terriers with a 5-4 victory over the Estevan Bruins, and the Notre Dame Hounds with a victory 4-3 Yorkton over Estevan, I should say, and Notre Dame 5-4 over LaRanche. Got the scores mixed up.
That's okay.
And then last night, three games on the schedule. A couple of 3-0 shutouts for Flin Flon and Melville over Melford and Nipwin, and then a big 5-3 win for the Weyburn Red Wings over the LaRanche Ice Wolves, and of course all of our lookbacks this season presented by our good friends at Sask Lotteries. I'm going to focus on this recap more so towards Wednesday, and while obviously it was a big, huge 2 points for the Weyburn Red Wings, I kind of want to save that for Nick, but for Melville to go out on the road, they have a big week this week. 4 games total, and to kick off their week with a 3-0 victory over Nipwin, leapfrog a couple of teams, now up in fifth. Great start to the week for the Mills.
Huge start to the week for them. And again, how often do we talk about the importance of wins depending on who you're playing? And this was a big one for them. And not that Nipwin and them and Melville are necessarily like neck and neck in the standings race,
no, of course.
But to not allow Nipwin to get any ground doesn't hurt them either, absolutely, at this point in the season. I mean, they are only, 7 points apart at this point. So, if that would have been reversed,
right,
it would have been a lot less. That gap would have been closer. And Melville doesn't want to give any of those teams below them in the standings any wiggle room whatsoever. So for them to get that 3-0 win and kind of put their foot down a little bit, it's a big start to the week, like you said.
Well, and I said it actually on our radio broadcast on Tuesday, which was the Yorkton Terriers and the Estevan Bruins, that 4-3 game. That went to overtime. Very good hockey game between the two teams, back and forth. At least it was very entertaining for the fans. I know talking to the coaches after, maybe not so much, but it was entertaining for the fans at least. But we talked, one of the things we talked about, and we talked about it on the drive there, the talk about it on the drive back, is while there is 4.5-5 weeks left in the regular season, I think this week as a whole is especially important because of how busy this week is, especially with the long weekend, and obviously for a team like Melville, and there's a couple of other teams in there. I mean, Weyburn's one of them as well. Busy weeks with a number of games, and to get off on the right foot, to get a big 2 points like that, is extremely important.
Yeah, and you know what? It's crazy. We talk about Melville kind of scoring by committee this year and winning in different ways than some other teams, and I look at Bradley Bannock with Melville as a guy. They acquired him from Weyburn earlier in this season. He had 6 points in 15 games with Weyburn. That's not exactly world-beater numbers by any stretch, but since getting to Melville, he's got 18 points in 13 games. The guy, we talk about getting opportunities in junior hockey all the time, and Bradley Bannock is one of the prime examples of a guy who has been given an opportunity and is capitalizing.
Absolutely.
So good for him.
So let's move on to, that's a good segue into our second point for the hat trick today. And of course, as always, for the most part, it's usually the standings. So let's take a look at the up-to-date standings in the SJHL going into tonight's action. And despite losing yesterday 3-0 to the Flin Flon Bombers, with the loss by the Nipawin Hawks, the Melfort Mustangs have secured their playoff spot. And I got to tell you a quick funny story before we kind of dive into this, but I put it in a request to just make sure to get that X beside Melfort late last night, and I got a response from our head guy, Curtis Stapp, our head, I don't know exactly what his title is, statistician. Website manager.
Yep.
He does the deep dive into the website, and he made a joke. He's like, yeah, I don't know if we'll see any more teams clinching a playoff spot for a while now.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, probably not.
Yeah, take a break on the X's for a little while there, Curtis. Yeah.
The X button on his computer is going to get a bit of a rest. But as you can see in the standings, yes, the top four are set. Humboldt, of course, leapfrogged Melfort. They've got their eyes on the Battleford's North Stars, trying to catch them down for second. But a majority of this conversation is going to come from 5 down to 11. And unfortunately for the LaRonge Ice Wolves, time is running out for them. 6 points back, only 9 games to go after 2 tough losses to start their 4-game and 5-night road trip. But the one thing I just want to point out when you look at these standings, and for the longest time we talked about it, we were dying to see some sort of separation. And now we are seeing a little bit.
A
little bit more. Like Melville, Kindersley, and Estevan have a little bit of room for maybe a little bit of a blip. But even Weyburn's win last night, and again, we'll talk to Nick about it, now 3 points ahead of Yorkton Terriers and of the Nipawin Hawks with a game in hand. There is a little bit of separation, but you know, if any of these teams, especially I look at Kindersley and Estevan, they have some tough Kindersley especially, their next 5 are extremely difficult. You know, at least you have a little bit of a cushion that's like, if something does go the wrong way and, you know, you suffer a couple of losses, you know, you're still going to be in the mix.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about it on the Bruins Terriers broadcast there on Tuesday night as well, Jer, but that point for Estevan now that they did get in that game is really coming in handy right now. Like, I think, you know, Jason Tatarnik after the game said that they're fortunate that they even got out of there with a point. And, you know, I thought they played a little bit better. Obviously, he has his own ways
what do you
of breaking
know?
Down
you're
games.
You're just a broadcaster.
What do I know? But
media guy.
That 1 point, you know, is coming in pretty big right now. And for Yorkton to get that extra point, that second point, and now they're tied with Nipawin, and they're just that much closer. That was a very important point for them, too, not only to get the one, but to get the second one as well. So we can't keep emphasizing it enough, but every single point matters so much right now in this league, and every game night, there's so many different scenarios that could go down. So it's such a fun time of year.
And part of the bit, too, is we talked about Melville, for example. Just using them as an example because they're recent, but obviously they won last night 3-0 over Nipawin.
Yeah.
So they get those big 2 points last night. They're now 22-20-0-1, 45 points. As you saw in the standings, they're 5th place in the SJHL standings. But they've also played the least amount of games out of any of those teams, out of any team really in the SJHL. And now you have 2 games against the LaRonge Ice Wolves, a team that they just saw up at the Mel, and they played 2 very close games against. They got 3 out of a possible 4 points. But for example, if Melville is able to get 3 out of a possible 4 points again, hypothetically, and then they take on the Weyburn Red Wings on the Family Day Monday, this could be a huge week for a team like Melville, who takes to the ice so many times. And same for a team like Weyburn, who has three games as well this week. And these teams that have these big stretches, especially Weyburn, for example, at home, Melville, I mean, two at home and then in a divisional game. But they could really, for example, Melville, they could really separate themselves this week, even from the 6-7-8.
Yeah, this is the time. This is the time that these teams are kind of getting rolling. And you look at the streak column on the standings on the website there, you see Melville's 2-0-0-1 in their last three. Kindersley's 3-0-2-0 in their last five. Estevan's 2-0-1 in their last three. Weyburn's 2-0 even in their last two. So, like, these are the teams that are that separation we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's all come within these last stretch of five or six games. That's when these teams, you know, they're just starting to get rolling a little bit. They're finding some of that consistency that we've been asking for all season. And, you know, the teams below them with the mixed last few games.
Absolutely.
That's where that separation comes in.
And I guess there's just the final point for the standings, and I'm sure we'll talk about it at the end of the show too. But the games against one another.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, the amount of, I think I made the joke after that Estevan Yorkton game on Tuesday while we were driving home. That was probably the worst outcome if you're a fan of, you know, Nipawin, Weber, really any of those teams, seeing Yorkton get two more points and an inch closer to a playoff spot, and even Estevan getting a point. You know, all these potential, the potential for 3-point games and stuff like that. It's, I mean, it makes this time so interesting to say the least.
Absolutely.
But let's get to our final point of the hat trick, and it's just a quick update on the Kids Sport Cup. It's, what, February 15th today, and we are less than 100 goals away from the max, the 1,000th goal for home goals. And, of course, as you know, Kids Sport Cup, it tracks all 11 teams in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, the 11 Saskatchewan-based teams in the SJHL, and there are goals scored at home. It's essentially the race to 1,000, and then whoever has the most goals for once the 1,000 goal mark is hit, they win the Kids Sport Cup. And as you can see on the screen, the defending champs, the Balfour's North Stars from last year, they're leading the way by quite a bit, 121 goals for. But you see a team like Humboldt, for example, they've only played 20 home games, 96. Still got a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But where we want to go with this is, you know, it, of course, the winner of this gets the Kids Sport Cup, which is all great. But the total of the goals for right now is 916 goals for. So, Clark, how much money's raised?
So, I think it's like $18,320. I calculated it before
totally
the show. It's on my computer screen.
You're right.
But I, because, you know, I'm usually pretty far off when I do that guess. So I wanted to get ahead of
myself. You want to get in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So
I think it's around 18,320, Jeremy.
You're correct. but what this means is we are very close.
Yes.
To the Kids Sport Cup wrapping up, of course, with a partnership with Sask Energy, Saskatchewan Kids Sport. And, of course, the person who scores the 1,000th goal will be awarded a medal, I do believe, from Sask Energy at one of their games last year. I do believe it was Alex Johnson of the Nipawin Hawks who scored the 1,000th goal.
Carson Dobson of the Nipawin Hawks.
I knew it was...
it was Nipawin, yes.
It was Nipawin. I got the player mixed up. It's okay. It was Carson Dobson of the Nipawin
Hawks.
Alex
Johnson had a great season last year. So
of the Nipawin Hawks who scored the 1,000th goal. It was Battlefords who won the Kids Sport Cup. The race for the Kids Sport Cup is obviously... We're nearing the end of it. I would guess... What, 84 home goals left? Probably.
What do you say, like three goals a game ish?
I would probably guess if I was a betting man, which I think if you're a longtime viewer of this program, you know I am. I would probably say not this weekend, but the following weekend we'll see it. I think that's a safe guess.
Yep, you know, I like it.
Unless, you know, maybe the Notre Dame Hounds will go score 84 tonight.
Well, that's, you know, if you're looking at the maybe, over-under on the, if there's not any SJHL betting available.
No.
If you have like a backstreet SJHL betting and you're betting the over-under at 83.5.
Sure.
It could happen.
It could. Maybe, head coach and GM of the humble Broncos, Scott Barney, wants to give his goaltenders a night off.
Yeah.
And they just play six attackers the whole night.
Yeah, you could do that. Or like turn the net backwards or like flip it up on the edge so that you have to score on the top of the net.
Yeah. That's still a lot of shots.
Can you imagine if they just flip the net backwards?
Obviously we're making
now jokes. If you could just eliminate zone entries, like, it could work out that way.
I mean, we're obviously making a joke. I would guess next.
Yeah, probably not tonight.
Do you know what we'll do is on Tuesday's edition of SJHL Weekly, we will get an update and we'll see how close we are. Because we are going to be very close by Tuesday because of the holiday Monday and everything that's going to be transpiring. So there's your update for the Sask Energy Kidsport Cup and the Goals for Kidsport campaign. It's been a great campaign this year. They've gone around to all the rinks and done the program, and it's been outstanding. And soon, the Kidsport Cup will be handed out once again. Well, we're now going to go to the video chat line where we are joined by the play-by-play voice, marketing man, PA announcer. Am I forgetting any titles, Nick? No? Am I not? Okay, Nick Nielsen of the Weyburn Red Wings. Nick, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How's things going back there in Regina?
Well, you know, it's we're living the dream. We're living the dream. We get to talk hockey. And we want to talk about last night's game. I watched a bit of it on Flow Hockey after we got her all working. And it looked like it was a pretty good effort by the Weyburn Red Wings last night. Just your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of been really solid efforts from the Red Wings over the last six games. We've only won the last two out of those games. But, you know, we're down the stretch now where we've got a lot of games in a row at home and a lot of games here against teams that are not in that top five of the standings. So every game right now is important ones that we need to win to try and climb the standings. And the boys played like it last night against LaRonche. They came out with two quick goals from Bray LaGrange and Blake Betson that unfortunately didn't get seen on Flow Hockey, but a couple of nice ones on the rush there. And then Cade Mickeljohn puts one in off a stick as well. And it kind of just the momentum just kept going from there.
You know, we had this conversation actually, myself and Clark, on Tuesday while we were driving to Yorkton. And, you know, last week, for example, for the Weyburn Red Wings, while they might have lost two of their three games, losing to Melfort and Flin Flon, sometimes it's not about the amount of wins you get, but against the games that you need to win, those are the ones you take advantage of. And that's what the Wings did last week, for example, beating the Yorkton Terriers in overtime, a team that obviously is chasing them. And then last night against the LaRonche Ice Wolves. What have you seen, I guess, just when it comes to the last couple of weeks? And obviously this battle from 5 to 11 is kind of unprecedented. We haven't seen something like this in a long time in the SJHL.
No, and you think back like 2 weeks ago when we went to Kindersley, we were sitting in eighth place where we're at now, and Kindersley was 1 point behind us on the outside looking in, and now all of a sudden 2 weeks later, Kindersley's sitting in fifth place here, and we're still kind of in that eighth spot battling to try and get ahead here. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy battle in this league right now, all the way from, like you said, fifth out to 11th here. You know, LaRonche not completely out of it yet. They've still got some games to try and get ahead. But, yeah, just looking back at, you know, that effort against Flin Flon, I mean, we get out and score early. We take the lead, and we take the lead into the second period there. And Ryan Hicks, one of our local boys, getting the start in that game. I think that might have been a bit of a momentum boost for the guys there, as every time he touched that puck, the whole crowd was just blowing up and going bonkers every time Hicksy made a save. So, you know, I think that carried a little bit of momentum. We played well against Melfort after the first 15 minutes that first period were done there. We won't talk about those. You know, we saw Angelo Zoll. He let in five on, I think it was like eight shots in that first period, and then comes back and puts up an absolute dime through the end of the second and third period there. I think there's a lot of confidence around the Red Wings right now. You're seeing the scoring start to spread out. You know, Jerome Maharaj, Max Minette, and Cade Mickeljohn, those guys have been scoring a lot for the Red Wings this season, those three specifically. But, you know, you're seeing guys throughout the lineup starting to get into the scoring now. Carter Brilts, Blake Betson, they're both getting goals in the last couple games. So it's good to see. I think this team is kind of realizing where they're at and how our fate is still in our hands for the most part here. So, you know, with these games coming up here, the Red Wings, I think, are looking towards a big push towards the end of the season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about it, you know, myself, Rory, and Jamie, when we were there for the Sastel Game of the Month back in January. And the one thing that really stood out for the Weyburn Red Wings here in the unofficial second half of the season, but now in the stretch drive especially, is just the schedule for the Wings is, you know, every game in the SJHL is tough, but the good news for the Wings, while they are in eighth place, you're playing all the teams around you, and you don't have to worry too much, aside from, I think, this Friday against Melfort. You don't have to worry about those top four teams, and you can kind of just focus around the teams that you're battling with the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's Saturday we're playing Melfort there, and that's our last game against one of the top four teams in the league. You know, and we've got three games against Melville still. We've got two games against Estevan still. Those five games, the Red Wings come out on top while you're looking at a division title right there.
Sure.
Yeah. Still two games now against LaRonde here, three games against Nipwin, and then I think the other two games are against Notre Dame. So, you know, you got, I hate to say favorable schedule because I don't want to discount anybody there, but when you're not taking on the Flin Flons and the Battlefords and the Humboldts and Melforts all that time, you know, those are games that you can go into with some confidence. You can go into with the mindset that, you know, you only need to win 3 10-minute segments. As long as you tie one of the other ones, you know, you've got this one in the bag. And that's kind of the mentality that the Red Wings have been going forward with, is breaking games up into 10-minute segments. And if, as long as we come away with three of them, you know, we know we're going to be coming out on top.
And, you know, just maybe just speak, I mean, this team kind of saw it last year, but, you know, how beneficial, I guess, though, is it to have, you know, the rest of the way, you know, these games are going to be playoff-like games for this team. Obviously, the intensity is going to ramp up, and if the Wings then get into the postseason, you know, they're already have been playing playoff-style hockey.
Yeah, you know what, we've kind of had a bit of a playoff mentality throughout the year, especially early on in the season. I can't remember what the stat was, but when it came to like our 10 game, we were 10 games into the season, and out of our last like 24 games, we had played the Battlefords North Stars through half of them because of playoffs. Yeah. And then through the early start of the season against Battleford, there was at one point early in the season where we'd played 50% of our games against the Battlefords North Stars. So that early on kind of gave us a little bit of that, this feels like playoff hockey kind of thing going on. And now we're going to see that here with especially Melville, you know, with the three games left there and Nipwin, three games left there. And Nipwin, we're playing those three games in pretty short order against each other as well. Or sorry, I guess I'm thinking of LaRonde here because we just played them last night and you have two games coming up here in about 2 weeks or so. It's that playoff atmosphere for the Red Wings here. It's going to be awesome. We've seen, you know, the crowds are starting to really get behind this team as we're playing well, getting down the stretch, things like that as well. And I'm really excited to see what this team can do. We're playing some pretty solid hockey, and you know, it's getting to the point now where these games are important and we're not going to play another non-important game here through the rest of the year.
Yeah. And I to be honest with you, the one thing I've loved this season is actually just watching the Viterra division, because it's just been so tight between all four teams. Even when Yorkton was struggling at the beginning of the year, like, they played every team in the Viterra division well, and it seems like, you know, obviously anybody can beat anybody on any given night in the SJHL, but more so, I mean, in the Viterra division, it's crazy.
I we've got a standings board that I post up here every game, every home game here, and I don't know if I've moved either of the other two divisions player or teams around much in the last couple of games, but every time I get to that Viterra division, I have to erase every line and start all over from scratch, it seems like.
Yeah, you're updating that almost every game, it seems like. You know what, I get to Clark's gonna have a question for you, but my final one for you is maybe just obviously this weekend, you know, it's family day weekend, and it's a perfect, you know, weekend to, you know, bring the family out to the rink. And I know the Wings have two home games, Melfort, of course, like you said, on Saturday, and then the family day game on Monday against Melville. Maybe just tee up those matchups from a Wings perspective.
Yeah, so we've kind of talked about that Saturday game a little bit against Melfort. You know, there's a guy that we traded to the Mustangs earlier this year, Nolan Henderson, playing there. So, you know, there's always a little bit of an extra jam to things when you see, you know, one of your former teammates coming in and playing here. The Red Wings are probably going to have that five-goal first period there back from the last time we played Melfort last week. They're fresh on our minds, and that's going to be something that's kind of going in as bulletin board material here moving into the game on Saturday. So the Red Wings looking forward to a big effort there. And then on Monday next week, it's that start of that playoff hockey feel.
Yeah.
Three games against the Melville Millionaires between now and the end of the season. So we need to get the wins over teams in our division. We've had a little bit of trouble against Melville throughout the year, but we've also had a little bit of a strategy change for the Red Wings in the last few games. I won't get into that too much, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere here. You know, middle of the afternoon game on a Monday here, 3 p.m. Yeah. It's going to be a fun one here for Family Day.
Yeah, and I mean, it's perfect day for, you know, it's a stat holiday, middle of February, playoff race is heating up. There's no better place to go for Family Day. Take the family out to the rink to enjoy some great junior hockey and two Viterra Division rivals going head-to-head. But, Nick, I don't know if you, you're a everyday viewer of this program, weekly viewer of this program, but Clark's New Year's resolution was to ask a question each and every interview. So we now go to the segment within the segment. It's Clark's question. Clark?
Hey, Nick. So first of all, Jeremy's just talking about the crowds coming out and there's some great games coming up. And, you know, I'm a game day production guy at heart. You know this, Nick. And I also work for IKS Media. And I think my boss would maybe fire me if I didn't ask, how's the new screen going in the rink? And, you know, what do you have any big plans for it? How is it going so far in terms of the in-venue stuff?
Oh, it's awesome. I love having that thing. It has added something huge here to the rink. You know, it just during the intermissions, you know, when we have a mini game with our Timbits kids out on the ice or something like that, you know, you get a little closer look at the action. We post the rosters up there. We've got graphics for every player on our team if and when they score, all that kind of stuff. So it's added a ton. And credit to the guys at IKS Media for putting some graphics together for our goal celebrations and power plays and penalty kill and stuff like that, because they look fantastic on that screen. I absolutely love it. We're still kind of figuring things out on how we want to run it through next season, because, you know, we got it here in the beginning of January, and so kind of had to try and figure that thing out here pretty quickly early on. And, you know, we're still playing around with things, but from what we've put together so far, it's been a lot of fun.
I just got some brownie points at work, so thank you, Nick.
He wasn't going to fire
No
you.
Problem.
Hey, he might have.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, he's on vacation. He's on vacation. Right,
you're good.
He's probably listening.
I'll text Paul for you.
Thank you.
Give him the brownie points. Nick, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Always great chatting with you, and thanks so much for hopping on the show, and have a great call this weekend.
Thank you for having me. And one more thing, head to WeyburnRedWings.ca, grab your big 50-50 tickets. Just hit the big 50-50 button. Guaranteed $10,000 draw in the final game of the season.
Take my money!
10
And geez. Send your money to Nick.
Yep.
Nick, thanks for this. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Anytime.
All right, that's the play-by-play voice of the Weyburn Red Wings. Nick Nielsen, overall good guy. Wears about five different hats at the Crescent Point Place.
That's the title you missed. You said announcer, voice, marketing, yeah. Overall good guy. You missed overall good guy.
I thought that was just well known. I thought that was just
implied.
A given.
Yeah,
I thought implied, that was just a given and well known. Mm-hmm. Great chat with Nick. Nick said it. Every game down the stretch is going to be playoff-like games at Crescent Point Place. Really, any games involving those teams, especially from 5 to 10 moving forward, it's going to be it's going to be nuts. Now, this is the segment of the show where we always, preview the weekend. But today, on this edition, to preview the weekend, it's also tied in with the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip.
Yes.
There's Kyle, Kyle McIntyre, driving the SJHL van. Oh, playing Pac-Man.
Yeah.
There he is.
There's even a little bit of, is that snow coming down a little bit?
Yeah,
or is that just some snow on the
That's very
the
realistic.
Yeah.
The snow is coming down.
Unreal.
Of course, obviously, this weekend there's going to be lots of hockey. Part of the thing we thought for the weekend road trip this week is whatever community you're in, there are going to be some, obviously, rinks. We talked about it with Nick that are going to have SJHL games as part of Family Day celebrations. Kindersley is in Humboldt, 3 o'clock puck drop.
Ooh,
great.
Get the kids there. You get home for supper.
Melville's in Weyburn, 3 o'clock puck drop.
Get the kids there, home for supper.
Absolutely. Notre Dame's in Estevan, 4 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, you can have supper at the game.
Absolutely you can. But the point is, wherever you may be residing for Family Day this coming weekend, there's going to be Family Day celebrations. So what I would say to that is, go to your local town, community, city website. Go to those websites. See what celebrations you have. Guarantee. There is something going on in your community.
That's a Jeremy Corgan guarantee.
It sure is.
That holds some weight, folks.
That sure is. So. There'll be celebrations for Family Day going on, wherever you may be across Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. So, as part of the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip, check out what's going on for Family Day.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
Go do something.
All right. It's a busy, busy week in the SJHL. And guess what? Doesn't kick off this weekend. Well, it's already kicked off Tuesday, Wednesday. But there's a game tonight, Clark.
There's a game tonight?
Game tonight.
There's a game tonight. And Notre Dame is scheduled to score 84 goals at home to win the, the Kids Sport Cup. Sask Energy.
It is the it's the SJHL Weekly Bowl, as I like to call it, whenever these two teams collide. The Humboldt Broncos visit the Notre Dame Hounds. Visit Wilcox at the Dunk Tank. 8 o'clock puck drop. Go see Rory. Go see Noogsy. Mm-hmm. They'll say hi.
They will say hi.
They will. And actually, Noogsy, great host. Whenever he calls a home game and you're the away broadcaster, great host. He'll bring you water. He'll bring you coffee. He'll bring you candy. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, four games on the schedule. Melford at Estevan, LaRange at Melville, Kindersley at Nipawin, Battleford's at Flin Flon. The top two teams in the league going head-to-head. We don't have a graphic for Friday, but that's okay. Saturday, we do have a graphic, though. Mm-hmm. But that's because it's a busier night. LaRange and Melville once again. Melford at Weyburn and Estevan Yorkton. Another big divisional matchup between those two teams. Kindersley and Humboldt. And another rematch between Battleford's and Flin Flon. And then nothing Sunday. But on Monday, we alluded to it already. Melville, Weyburn, 3 o'clock. Kindersley, Humboldt, 3 o'clock. Notre Dame, Estevan, 4 o'clock. So, if you're following along, how many games are there technically this week, Clark?
Oh, 13.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, one tonight?
Yeah, you're right, 13. Be fair, I asked you and I didn't do it.
You didn't know?
I didn't do the math, actually.
I got it right.
13.
100%.
So lots to choose from
for
your game of the week. And we are going to include the Family Day games in game of the week. But
I hope so.
What is your game of the week? The one that you're keeping the eye on the most? Because I would say there's a lot of really good games. There always is each and every weekend. But what's the one that's got your eye?
In terms of, again, I always go back to this, especially the last month or two of this segment of the show. Playoff implications, in terms of that, I'm going with Monday's pre-supper battle between Melville and Weyburn. You know what? It's coming again. It's the end of a busy week for Melville.
Yeah.
So who knows where they'll be at that point. And Weyburn, they need these points to stay above that playoff line. So
especially depending on how Saturday's game.
100%. So Saturday's game. There's some stuff that might change this answer going up to Monday's games. But I think either way, both these teams are going to be battling real hard come Monday. And you know, they're going to have supper on the line. I heard losing team by supper that night after the game. I'm not going to don't quote me on this. Oh. Cody and Doug, sorry if that's not the bet. Cody Mapes and Doug Johnson.
Dinner's on the losing team. Winner gets a free KFC buffet for dinner in Weyburn.
That would be something else.
You heard it here first.
Wouldn't that would be something else. Maybe. And again, Cody and Doug, don't. I'm just.
Clark came up with that.
This is a skit. This is a bit. It's not actually probably happening. Yeah. If you guys want to do it, we could probably blow it up on social media, but it's not. Don't put this on me.
Don't
okay?
do it. Well, you said it.
I did say it.
I feel like I have to say Flin Flon and.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to.
Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah. That's a good
just
one.
To see, I mean, the first two games between the two teams were just so good, mm-hmm. in North Battleford and Battleford's. Remember,
right?
The one went to overtime. The second one was also close. I think the game-winning goal was scored with like 6 minutes left. Like both those games are going to be outstanding at the Whitney Forum. It's a rematch of last year's final. So I mean, I feel like I have to pick that.
And
one.
A little added. Bonus to those games is if Battleford's can win both, they can still reach, they can still catch Flin Flon if they win both and get those 4 points. And in regulation, that would put them, 8 points back. They still have a chance, but if they lose both, though, putting Flin Flon up to 84 points.
Mathematically, yes, they have a chance.
If they can win both, though, the race is back on for number one, I would say. But if Flin Flon takes both, it would be real tough to do anything from there.
I don't know about that, Clarky.
I'm just going to add a little bit to that. And the losing team by supper. That's what it meant.
every game this week, losing team by supper.
I think a lot of coaches are going to be mad at me for saying this. I don't think they want that on their budget.
Check your phone because you're the one saying this, not me.
Oh boy,
this
hasn't aired yet.
So. Or maybe maybe it'll be Noogsy that'll send you a message.
So I'm gonna get a text from Kyle McIntyre being like, Clark, what did you do on the show today?
Oh, why are all the coaches? Why do all the coaches hate you?
Why does everyone hate you?
Well, I bet supper on the line in every SJHL game.
The whole weekend. It's supper weekend in the SJHL.
Do people have to oblige? We don't know.
Not up
TBD.
To me.
But yeah, my game, I got to go with Battleford and Flin Flon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's lots of great games this weekend. Before we go, I have to say, I posted on social media yesterday some news. In 2 weeks, I will no longer be with the SJHL. In a good way. I got an amazing opportunity for another job. And I put in my notice yesterday. And I just have to say a big thank you to everybody who's reached out. My phone has blown up for the last 2 days or a day and a half. Not even, I guess 24 hours. Math's sometimes tough. There's one thing I do want to say that you and I chuckled at this morning. I had at least five people ask me, is my new job the play-by-play voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
I had two people ask me.
And you had two people ask you.
Yeah.
And to this, I will say, no.
This is the big reveal. Oh.
No.
No.
And to this, I'll also say, the people that are asking that to me and you clearly don't know me that well. Because I do not know much.
Jeremy, a big CFL guy.
Well, no, I enjoy watching
it. You enjoy the CFL.
I just don't know anything about it. Right. I go to games. I watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know what? And you don't
You've
ask.
You've been to more stadiums than I have.
I have. I'll say that. So I've been to six, not there's nine.
Seven?
There's nine, yeah. Nine teams in the league?
Yeah.
See, this is my point. There's nine teams in the league. I've been to Five. No,
okay.
Six.
I thought it was six.
Six.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So if that's a prerequisite, then you're on your way.
Maybe.
But who knows?
But yes, no, that is not my job. I just want to confirm anybody that asked that or confirm the rumor that if that's, I don't even know if it's a rumor, but if I have five people asking me and two people asking
you,
that's...
I think the reason is because I tweeted it that you were going to be and spread the rumor out there, and that's probably why people are asking you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we can just blame you.
Supper bets, Rough Rider jobs, all on me this weekend.
All right. Perfect.
Perfect.
Well, I'll just blame old Clark as always.
Yeah,
but where I'm going with this is... I'm not just leaving. Still two more episodes of SJHL Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
We have this week of SJHL Insider. We have next week of SJHL Insider.
Mm-hmm.
And then technically my last day is the 28th.
Which is
But
a
on
Wednesday.
The 29th on SJHL Insider, you and I are just going to switch spots.
Yeah.
And you know what I was thinking? And I'm asking you this now.
Oh, this is
you
live,
could just
folks.
We could just do like a Q&A.
Sure.
You could just ask me some of my favorites. Parts of the job or whatever, like we could dive into something like that. I could be your guest / co-host if you'd like. But
I think that's a great idea.
And I'll be unhinged because I'm not employed. No, I'm kidding. That's
unaffiliated and unhinged.
No,
the Jeremy Corgan After Dark special.
I'm kidding.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
We'll be PG.
But my point is, I'm gonna be around for two more weeks. So my point is, I guess in conclusion.
Mm.
Tune in the last 2 weeks.
Conclusion
and
paragraph.
Yeah, the conclusion of the conclusion of the conclusion. Tune in the last couple of weeks. I'd appreciate it. And of course, continue supporting these shows after I have ridden off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. And I'll say more in a couple of weeks. But before we go, big thank you to all of our great sponsors. Here at the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Of course, UPL are a presenting sponsor for all these shows. Bourgault, Kentara Seeds, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. There's five weeks left in the season.
Yeah. Let's go with five. Round up.
Round up to five.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow the league across all the social medias. Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. If you're watching this, I would hope you're already subscribed to the YouTube channel. If you're not, hit that little red button.
Do it now.
And then hit the little bell, too. And then, of course, you can also listen to this show on Apple or Spotify. So you can download it there as well. So it's a great time right now in the SJHL. Lots of great hockey. So follow today. Lots of games. One tonight. Lots of games this weekend. Get out to your local rink. Support your local team. For Clark Monroe, I'm Jeremy Corrigan. It's been another episode of SJHL Insider. Enjoy the games this weekend, everyone.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.